A majority of the people who attended the peace celebration did not wear face masks or stand at least 1 meter apart per social distancing guidelines. Some people were seen shaking hands and hugging their friends and relatives at the event. Tahrir Chaplin, one of many Juba residents who attended the peace celebration, says when there is peace, he is not afraid of hunger or a pandemic.
When there's peace, even if you don't have something to eat, you feel happy. That's why I said, what Sudan is doing will be the same to us here in South Sudan. If there's peace, even if corona is there, God's will. Even I'm not scared of anything, just I feel joy of this day of today.
Mary Ayen, a young South Sudanese woman who was not wearing a face mask, says she was not thinking about COVID-19 at the event.
I am so happy today to the extent that I forgot about the coronavirus and I don't know if the virus is still there or not.
But Musa Ibrahim, a Sudanese national who did wear a face mask, washed his hands before attending the event and sanitized at the entrance, says although people think there is no coronavirus in South Sudan, they should be protecting themselves and their loved ones by wearing face masks every time they go outside.
There are some diseases that people can spread to others once they are infected. That is why it is important for you to protect yourself by wearing a face mask and washing your hands with water and soap.
Dr. Thou Loy, spokesperson at South Sudan's Health Ministry, says health workers provided some face masks, took temperature readings and sanitized people before they entered the John Garang Mausoleum, but admits most people did not observe social distancing guidelines.
It will be difficult, of course, in this celebration, as you have seen, to adhere to social distancing. But with the wearing masks and hand hygiene and the fact that we screen them for temperature, will at least reduce chances of transmission of the virus.
Dr. Loy says although health officials are reporting fewer cases of COVID-19 in South Sudan, people should continue observing preventive measures because the virus is still spreading in neighboring countries.
Like in Uganda, for example, which is next door, and Uganda is our important neighbors. In fact, we share so many things in common. We have communities that are in common between Uganda and South Sudan, and we have a daily cross-movement between South Sudan and Uganda, and it's important on that note that we also continue to improve our measures against COVID-19.
South Sudan has confirmed 2,660 total cases and 1,438 recoveries. The number of reported deaths attributed to COVID-19 has remained at 49 for several weeks. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.